Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, which means it's time to Ask T-Frank, brought to you by DraftKings. And the NFL is back. And DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, it's giving all new players a can't-miss offer for week one. Bet just $1 on any NFL game during the first week of the season, and you get $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. T-Frank, are you ready for your questions?
I'm ready. I'm ready to pick a winner, and most importantly, to shame the bad questions, which seems to be my thing.
That's very important. Everyone has to have a thing. That is yours. So if you don't know it, this is where we have T-Frank answer your Penn State football or recruiting questions. If you want to submit a question, download our app, Keystone Sports, or you can email us at info@ksnsports.net. At the end of the segment, we'll select the best question. Winner gets the KSN polo shirt. And not only that, if you send in a question to Ask T-Frank, you will automatically be entered to win a chance for an RV from GoPSURV.com for the Penn State Indiana game. Big game there. All right, here we go. Let's start. Oh, I like this one. All right, let's start with Nick from Bloomsburg, who says, this is a two-part question, T-Frank. If you could change one style of Penn State's offense or defense, what would you change for the 21 season? And my second question is this. I've watched your videos, and what the heck is the clown painting behind you? I need an explanation because it's all I could focus on.
So I thought that might come up. I've actually changed it because that clown painting was a little bit abstract. That is the Arts Fest poster from a couple of years ago. So I wanted this to be, I live in State College. I've lived here since I went to Penn State. I wanted this to be, you know, the background of my videos have been a contentious thing for anyone who has been a part of my video making process. I've been told what to put up in the background. I've been told what not to put up in the background. And it's all authentically me. That's why in my videos you see Bills stuff. I'm a Bills fan. And then on the other side, those are State College Arts Fest posters. I changed it now to something a little bit less abstract and a little bit less clowny, because I agree, clowns not my favorite. But it's a thing. My wife knows the person that does the posters for it every year, and I wanted to bring a little State College flavor to the videos, make it feel a little bit grounded here in State College. As far as what I would change, we actually talked about it last segment. I would love to see, because I think this is important for the evolution of football and trying to tighten up the open windows in the secondary, if you can afford to play more aggressively in coverage and get guys in those press man situations and you can win enough of them, you have the potential to become a dominant defense. And you'll give up some big plays. But if your offense can counter those with equal big plays and you can get your hands on the ball because you're there, I think that is something that you should be striving to do. The problem is, can you consistently get shutdown corners? Can you get guys that have the physical skills year in and year out to be man coverage corners? This is where LSU is very good. This is where, you know, South Carolina, they know how to teach those defensive backs that way. They know how to get those guys and bring them into the program. We know where they come from typically in college football. Now, that doesn't mean other places can't develop that. I think Indiana, actually, with Taiwan Mullen, he's a very good defensive back. And it's not just press man coverage. It's being able to make plays on the ball and it's being able to be above average in coverage. That's really what we're talking about. But to me, if you can reduce the windows the quarterback is throwing into because your linebackers and your defensive line are focused on the run game and RPOs, you can level the playing field. That's really what I'm looking for, is how do you level the playing field against what is becoming an increasingly difficult thing to cover in college football? And there's a couple different ways you can do it, and that is, I think, the most effective if you can play more press man coverage and you can be a little more aggressive with your corners. That that would be something I'd like to see a little bit more of from Penn State. And I think it is something that Penn State fans have been a little bit angry with over the years, is how soft in zone coverage they've been and allowing those underneath throws, which, again, is fine as long as you tackle, as long as you don't allow yards after the catch. So to me, that's really what I would change.
You realize we're upset when they play too soft, but we'll also be upset if they get burned deep. So that's the nature fandom.
You also get to see the corners on screen when they play press man coverage. So that's another thing, is like you're watching the video, you react to what you see, and if you see them on film, if you see them on the TV, you feel better or worse.
I also want to take note that T. Frank, by you having the artwork in your studio there, you're upping the sophistication of the show. You can't see it in my background, but elsewhere, I'm an art aficionado too. I have the classic dogs playing poker with the one cheating, slipping a card to the other. So just to let you know, I have that same level of art sophistication, all right? Anyway, let's go with Joe from Hollidaysburg, who says, how does Penn State compare to other schools when it comes to players changing positions? Does Penn State switch more, less, or about the same as the other teams? It's frustrating to me to hear when a player's weight fluctuates because of indecision on whether they're going to be an edge rusher or a linebacker. Bottom line question, at what point is versatility a negative? Because I want players who are great at one position, not okay at a lot.
Penn State allows their players to decide what position they're going to play. So they will have their opinion, and they will try to influence players as to what they think their best long-term things are. And also, they will, you know, if they need somebody, they'll move C.J. Thorpe to nose tackle. If they need to for the team, they'll ask those things, but ultimately it's up to the player what position they play. So you're referencing Jesse Lucchetta. That has been a conversation of whether he's a defensive end or a linebacker for a while, and he wants to be a linebacker, so they've allowed him to be a linebacker. But last year, in coverage, he was bad. So the conversation has gone and advanced a little more of, listen, Jesse, here's the evidence. We want you to try defensive end. We think you're a good blitzer. So then that position and that conversation happens. It also happens out of need as well, with Adisa Isaac going down to an injury, and you need another guy who has the speed and a twitchiness off the edge to be a player like that. PJ Mustafa, another situation like that where they're changing philosophy a little bit, where they're going with more defined roles. They have not done that in the past, but they've got a new defensive line coach who believes more in traditional sort of defined roles, and that's a part of that with PJ Mustafa, but also a part of his development as a football player is he didn't quite reach what I thought he would as far as his potential as a true all-around three technique. I do think he can be a good player, but he's not going to be that high-end do-it-all sort of three technique, and his body type, his physicality, he's growing into that nose tackle position, so that's another weight fluctuation thing. But players change positions in college quite a bit, and that is not anything new. This year, there's been a lot of that because last year, guys were playing out of position due to some bad circumstances, especially at that linebacker position. And injuries, all these things play a factor, but it's not as crazy as you might think. Because in the NFL, you have a position, that's what you play, but this is very early on in their development process, so there's a lot more flexibility with that.
And also, sometimes that move is an opportunity to get on the field. As you said, Curtis Jacobs is going to take over and be that third linebacker. So, Jesse Lucchetta, you want to get on the field, this is a better way for you to get there. All right, let's go with Josh in State College. He says, hey, T. Frank, with the season right around the corner, I'm seeing and hearing a lot of concerns and critiques about Penn State, injuries, quarterback, rough 2020. The question I have is, doesn't Wisconsin have the same concerns? Inconsistent 2020, up and down at quarterback, as well as injuries. I know it's a road game, but it seems like a decent number of Penn State fans, or at least the ones I know, are acting like the guys have no chance to win week one.
Yeah, so that's definitely a hangover from 2020 as well. My biggest question on the other side of the ball is, what is Grant Mertz? Because I think a lot of people liked what they saw from Grant Mertz last year. I was surprised to see it was 7 games that they played last year. But he has 220 dropbacks in his career, according to PFF. So there's a lot to learn about Grant Mertz. You can like some of the stuff he did. I think he can be a difference maker for them. But I think that's a fair assessment of, doesn't Wisconsin have as many questions as Penn State? Because their year last year was disjointed, but they didn't have the wheels falling off 0-5, nationally noticed, wow, how bad is that start? They just didn't play for a month because the entire team got COVID. That's also not great from a consistency standpoint, a development standpoint, all those things. They just avoided bottoming out. So I agree. I don't really know what to expect from this team, but they are traditionally very good, and I think you can bank on them having a good defense, having a very good secondary, and then from the offense perspective, I don't know what they have at running back. I was not impressed with what I saw from the running back last year, but I am not an expert on Wisconsin and their recruiting or their talent perspective. Their offensive line is always big and physical, but I think Penn State from a run blocking or run defending perspective can hold up to that, especially on the interior. So yeah, I think this is a much more unknown game than other people do, but because it's at home, that's why I think most people are giving this game to Wisconsin for the edge. So yeah, I don't think it's as much of a slam dunk as other people do as well, but I would say that the advantage is to Wisconsin from all of those perspectives.
A couple quick notes on that. I'm reading some things where Wisconsin's having some injury issues at offensive line, and I often look to Las Vegas to see what people are thinking. Wisconsin is a 4.5-point favorite. Typically, you say home field is a 3-point difference, but I think this year with the fans coming back, a place like Madison, I really think that 4.5 points is all about the home field advantage. Let's sneak one more in here real quick. Jimmy from Forest City says, a few years ago, James Franklin proclaimed that he needed to dominate the state in recruiting. I think we all agree that he didn't do that the last couple years. If the 2022 verbal commits hold, do you consider that he dominated the state with the 2022 class?
So those marketing campaign words are always great when they work out. And then here we are 7 years later, and people are still throwing that in his face. They've gotten national recruits. They've, like, if you're focused on Pennsylvania only, and it's like, we're going to win Pennsylvania, there are years where Pennsylvania is not good, and there aren't enough recruits in the state to be that talented. So I don't really care about that. I think it's more important about the national recruiting and getting the best players available.
All right. We'll have that discussion, I'm sure, more often in the coming weeks. But stick around. In quarter number four, our good friend Greg Pickle is back. Stay tuned.
The NFL is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new players a can't-miss offer for Week 1. Bet just $1 on any NFL game during the first week of the season and receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, Smithworks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in 4 Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out smithworksusa.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 Smithworks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.